It's that time again as we talk everything Central Victoria, Julesy, and we get around the place. We try and find you lots of things to do for the weekend. Never a shortage.
No, busy as can be this weekend. It's all about the mums. Mother's Day this Sunday, 12th of May. Don't forget, that is the message. And look, we're thinking of all the mums, not just, you know, as the one shape or form that you might imagine. It's the single mums, the mums that, you know, those that can't be mums, those might have lost their mums or might not have their mum in their life who find that day tough. We celebrate all mother figures in our lives and we have plenty for you to enjoy. Let's kick things off with the Mother's Day classic, Kennington Res, Strathdale Park. This is raising funds and awareness for breast cancer, which is very close to my heart with my mum going through that, and also ovarian cancer this Sunday.
Yeah, it starts really early from 7:30 in the morning. Maddie Bell is looking after it, and Maddie's only grabbed the reins in the last month. How about that? And they look like they've got pretty good numbers, so well done. That is a huge event. I know I've just jumped in on your event, but I'm hosting it.
Woohoo! Cogo behind the mic is going to be geeing you up whether you're doing 4K for the walk or you're doing 4 or 8K for the runners. Cogo, are you going to do a bit of a warm-up lap before you get on the mic?
Let me get back to you.
I thought so.
So, yeah, I'll come back to you. Now I've got the mic, I might as well just take over a little bit here. Hey, the Australian Heritage Festival is coming up this Sunday from 10 to 4. It's out at Inglewood. Always huge. Eucalyptus Distillery Museum is in Inglewood, so you can check that out. It's the only one around. And plenty of other stuff too. 12 o'clock, there'll be live demos, and at 2, by the way, and it will cost you nothing to get in. That is the Australian Heritage Festival. It's all about eucalyptus and the Distillery Museum in Inglewood.
Nice. Cogo, let's warm up our limbs and get ready for a Zumba party.
Zumba.
This Friday night, an hour of fun from 6 o'clock. Look, it can be in celebration for Mother's Day if you want to wear some pink, but Zumba with Liana, she does a great job on 124 Mitchell Street, right near your joint, Cogo. Kids are all welcome. It's a bit of a dance party. You can bring along mum for a celebration, your special person, or just yourself. Have a great time. An hour party, and it doesn't feel like a workout when you're having fun dancing along to some tunes.
That's it. I got to love this. I reckon they should go longer, because I love driving past. Brings back memories for a lot of people. All the old cars, you know, we're talking about FJ Holdens and Taranas, et cetera, et cetera. Plenty of Fords too. It's the May Cars and Coffee. They have an event, I think it's once a month, in fact, from 9 till 12 this coming Saturday. It's at the Bendigo Homemaker Centre, which is not far from Lancel Plaza, Bunnings there. So get along there and you're about to look at these beautiful cars, grab yourself a coffee and enjoy what is a massive part of our Australian history.
Cogo, this Saturday, Arvo, I'm very sad to say, bad news, the last Moon-like market for the season.
Oh, yeah, would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, look, if you haven't been along to one of these, it's 3 to 8 o'clock in Hargroves Mall on Hargrove Street, and it is just the best time. You can bring along your pets. It's getting a little bit colder, so I understand they're wrapping it up for the season, but get a load of this Spanish cuisine, mini Dutch pancakes, banh mi, little skewers, delicious time. So 3 till 8, last Moonlight Market for the season.
Tomorrow you have a choice. You can go to Kyneton if you want, or you can go to Tewton, one of the two. One's near Castlemaine and Kyneton's a little bit further on. They've both got farmers markets on, I should say, from 8:30 in the morning till 1. So same time for Kyneton, same time for Tewton, and all the beautiful stuff, homemade gnocchi, the pastas are there, plenty of sauce and lasagna. And this is a ripper. The Kyneton Farmers Market's on every second weekend, being a Saturday. And the other one is the Tewton Market's on every Saturday from 8:30 to 1 near Castlemaine.
Markets, plenty of fun, plenty of dancing. It's all happening this weekend. Righto, let's find out what is happening with M. Tressida with Where to Bendigo.
Wow. Hello.
A lot of the time when you get here, time just disappears.
You heard your name, Popcorn.
Oh, so cute.
But wait, there's more to Bendigo. No.
Elsa, thank you so much for taking me out on the horses.
That's all right.
I went out on Gracie. She was lovely. A super, super, I want to say kind horse.
She is a very kind horse.
Yeah, she gave me very kind energy. You've always been a horse person, I assume.
Yeah.
And what made you then go, I want to do this horse program?
I've always taught people, but the way the world is now, I wanted to do it properly.
What would you say to someone that's never been horse riding and they might be like a little bit scared?
They are welcome to come and visit the horses and do some work on the ground. And if they don't get on, doesn't matter.
Yeah, they can just kind of get to know the horse and be around the horse.
Yep.
Do you think anyone can horse ride?
Pretty much.
Yeah? do you think the benefit of horse riding can be seen by everyone?
Yes.
And what would you say those benefits are?
For me personally, is a sense of calmness, and it has helped quite a few people.
With calmness?
Yeah. Calmness and confidence.
I felt this on the back of the horse. You kind of feel the world kind of fall away.
Yeah.
Like when I was on the back of Gracie, I was just not even really thinking about anything other than being with you and Gracie, which is such an interesting thing because it's like we have our lives and there's so much going on.
There's nothing without technology most of the time, But when you're in that paddock and in that zone, nothing else matters.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. And the thing that I love about what you offer as well is it's not just jump on a horse and go.
Yeah.
Right? People come and they have to...
saddle up. They, they have to catch their horse first.
Yep.
And then they brush them and they can saddle them themselves. I'll help, of course.
Yeah. You know, not just left to your own devices.
And then if they're comfortable, they will ride and I will help them with whatever goals they've got. I have quite a few different disabilities that come and ride, and they all just love being on, around the horses even.
It would be special. I can't imagine it's something, well, it's obviously not something they can do every day.
No.
So what a special moment and what a special thing you can provide.
Yeah.
You have quite a few horses.
I do.
Some of them, well, all of them are beautiful.
I think it's around 15.
Whoa! 15 horses!
I think.
Is there a cap? Are we going to reach 20 and then no more, or are you just going to keep...
Around 15 is good, but, yeah, I do destock it. Because not every horse will be able to do the job that I do.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not capable or happy with it, they're not. I'm not going to ask them to do it.
Yeah, I respect that because you respect them and what they want to do. And the horses that you do have seem very chill with what you do.
Yeah.
They get it. They know what they're doing. They're like, yep, we'll go around. We'll hang out. Well, it's a really awesome, beautiful, kind of mindful program that you offer. Thank you so much again for having us. And this is definitely on my list of where to bend a go.
Awesome.
That's it for this week's Where to Bend a Go. A huge thank you to Elsa and her team for having us along to her horse riding facilities. It was an amazing experience and my horse Gracie was an absolute superstar. If you'd like to know more about Elsa and her horse riding, you can give her a call on 0417 334 009.
This is our town.
All right, Coggo, tell us what is happening in local sport.
Well, the Loddon Valley Footy Netball League is happening, Bendigo Footy as well. Let's start off with the Heathcote District Football Netball League. It is round six. Huntly take on North Bendigo. They are flying North Bendigo. Huntly not the 1-1 game, I should say. So this is going to be a tough one for them, but they're at their home ground. Mount Pleasant take on Colbo. These teams hate each other. They're not a fan of each other, Jules. No, they're not. So that'll be a ripping game out at Tulane. White Hills take on Elmore at White Hills Recreation Reserve and Heathcote Leechy Gunny out at Barrack Reserve, Pigeon Park at Heathcote. So that's what's happening in that competition. If we look at the Bendigo comp, and again, as I said, there's some ripping games right around the region. We're hoping Mirrabarra can get their act together this week and after last week's big loss. But Gisborne take on Golden Square. It's a battle of the Bulldogs there at Gardner Reserve. Kangaroo Flat take on Eagle Hawk. Castlemaine take on Strathfield Say and Sandhurst and South Bendigo. The good part for Mirrabarra, they have the bye, Jules.
Woohoo!
And just quickly too, with the Loddon Valley Footy Netball League, they are already up to round five as well. Maiden Gully YCW take on Inglewood. That should be a fairly close game, actually. Midi Ammo, Pyramid Hill, ripping game. Calibre United and Morong. Let's see how far Calibre's come. And Bridgewater take on Bears Lagoon Serp. These two teams don't like each other either, Jules. That's what's happening in sport across the region.
Love it. Thanks, Coggo. Well, that wraps up another episode of Everything Central Victoria. We hope you enjoy and happy Mother's Day this weekend.
This is our town.